Before I forget, next Sunday, the 20th, we have the Eucharistic procession. There will be no 5 p.m. Mass. So go to any other Mass, but put it on your agenda. There's no 5 p.m. Mass, okay? But you still have to go to Mass. Today we hear this is the beginning of the end. This is the farewell. Jesus talks about the end. And I'm saying this is the beginning of the end and his farewell, because in just a few chapter or so, same gospel, we hear when Jesus is arrested and then he goes through the agony, the passion, and then the death of our Lord. So this is the beginning of the end. He's telling his disciples, don't give up. And he's telling you and me, don't give up. And we hear this beautiful passage. He's encouraging the disciples to keep doing what God has asked them to do, to remain faithful. Even in the midst of what's going on, even in the midst of what they're suffering, and whatever seems to about to happen. So keep doing what God has asked you and me to do. We have to be people of perseverance. To be persistent, to be faithful, to remain there. The gospel talks about all these things happening, wars and insurrections. Do not be afraid. The time has come. What is that time? The time of our Lord. That even in the midst of all these things, God is with us. So remain faithful, persevere, because he is with us. Before all this happened, however, they will seize and persecute you. Have you felt the time in which you feel that you're done, everything is over, you're stuck in a place in which there's nowhere to go? Perhaps you're having a really tough time with your marriage. Perhaps you don't know what to do with your son, with your daughter, with your finances, with your business, with your personal life. Perhaps you're like, God, I'm giving up because I've been fighting with this sin for so many years, with this temptation, whatever the case may be. But this is not the end. This is what God is telling us. This is not the end. I'm here with you. So he's telling us, keep fighting. Keep trying. Even though you feel that you just want to give up, I don't want to fight this anymore. But there's hope. At the very end in this Holy Gospel, he says, by your perseverance, you will secure your lives. Don't give up. He's talking about destruction, but the destruction happens when we stop trusting God. When we think that there's nothing else to be done in my marriage, with my son, with my daughter, with my business, in this nation. When we think that everything is over, game over, there's nothing else God really can do. Perseverance means to trust and to have hope that God will bring those things to completion. And to remain faithful, to persevere, means that the destruction will not destroy me. In other words, that crisis will not bring me to an end. There's still more things to do. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, until the very last second, you keep fighting. If there's life within you, there's hope, so don't give up. Continue fighting, and this is what God is telling his disciples, to continue to fight. And he gives us this wonderful words of encouragement. They will persecute you, they will do all these things to you, but don't worry about preparing your defense beforehand. I will give you the wisdom. Oftentimes we become frightened because we don't know what to do when it comes to defend the church against abortion or marriage, the attacks on marriage or whatever is happening in our nation. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. Continue to come to the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. Continue to go to the sacrament of reconciliation. Continue to pray. And God will give us the tools to keep fighting. He will give us what is needed, what is necessary to defend his church and to defend him. So whatever is happening in your life, don't give up. That's what it means to persevere, to continue to fight with Christ until he comes again. Therefore, as we continue to pray for one another, this is the beginning of the end. We're getting next week to celebrate the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ and King. And then this year, liturgical year, comes to an end. But this end brings us a new beginning. It is the end for those who are dying. Or if Jesus comes in just a few hours, it will be the end for all of us. But the end is not the end. The end is when God says it's the end. But you and I keep fighting and keep praying. When you feel that you just can't do anything else with your marriage, with your life, with your sinfulness, I would encourage you to go to a hospital. We have one here less than 10 minutes. And visit someone, especially who's lonely, someone who's dying. And you will be encouraged to keep trying. So whatever cross you are carrying, God knows that you can bear it. You can embrace that cross. So don't give up. When you feel that you just can't move any further, continue to pray and continue to trust. For that, at this very special Mass, we ask our Blessed Mother. She is the Mother of Hope. We ask her to pray for all of us so that we may continue to remain faithful, so that we may continue to persevere in Christ. Because all of this, crisis, sickness, suffering, and pain, will come to an end. All of that will come to an end. But at the end, those who keep fighting in faith will be able to be united with Christ for all eternity. Please stand. I believe in one God, maker of heaven and earth, of all.